Coming to you from a pre-recorded basement in Chicago, Illinois, it's the 100th episode of the Unemployed Guys Podcast! Woohoo! Yay! We did it! Cheers! Cheers all around. I thought this air horn was going to make more sound. It only did one. The hell's that all about?
There we go.
But it's an 18-second video. It gives you 4 seconds of audio.
But you were talking while it went off.
Well, I was hoping, you know, like the crowd would get behind me, but then I realized there's only three other dudes
this
here.
This is a podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is?
Yes. Oh. No live studio audience here.
Oh,
unless it's
God.
Us.
No.
Okay.
We always have one. There's always one. We can't make everybody
As
happy.
You said last week, even Michael Jordan had bad games. But my name is not Michael Jordan. My name is Luke Chaconis, and I'm one half of the Unemployed Guys. That gentleman you just heard talking, not booing. That was Tom Soles. We'll get to him in just a second. The other gentleman who chimed in there just a minute ago, my good pal, my friend who's been with me on this entire journey, 100 episodes. Holy hell, we did it. By the grace of God and a lot of dick jokes and puns, Sean Allen Young is here. How are you, Shawnee?
Hello, penis.
Oh, my God. Good to meet you, anus. That's the episode.
Anthony's here.
Anthony Carlotta is here. Mr. C.
I am. Welcome. Thanks. I feel like I forgot something.
Okay.
I feel like I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it.
I'm a little worried right now.
Nope. Just.
Is this a bit?
No. I feel like I forgot something. Ask me about it in a little bit, and I'll try to keep thinking about
okay,
it.
Okay.
I thought it was something that he was like thinking of while we were doing the whole introduction,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Oh man, I got this really great joke. Here we go."
No, I just think I forgot some. Just I think about it. Just try to come back to
he
it,
just,
or I'll bop in when I remember it.
He's gonna bop in like a game of bop it, twist it. Pull it. Dun, 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 dun. Speaking of pulling it, Tom Soles, Tommy Salami, the best podcast wrangler in the world, is here. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. 100 episodes.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like, you know, you're like kind of a grandfather in at this
yep.
point, well, especially for you. Like,
yep.
you're more like a great-grandfathered
yep.
in, but, you know,
absolutely.
Each their own.
This is the first time we've done the podcast with a number episode of the podcast is actually how old I am.
That's pretty old. I mean, good God, that's something.
Yeah,
that's
but good for
something.
You.
Yeah.
look great.
You look
Thank
great
you look
for
great.
For what are you? What is it? 190?
100.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know math very well. I just gonna say. I mean, you know, what if this?
What if
I was lying right now? And this was like our 200th episode. I just was
yeah.
lying about mm-hmm. the episode count.
We've
all
actually
this time.
Been. We've actually still been going Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I've been doing
along with Mondays.
Yes, we've gone because originally when we first started, it was Mondays and Fridays.
Yep.
And then we did, like, Fridays. When we came back, we just did Fridays. And
yep.
now we're just doing Mondays.
Yeah.
And maybe we... And every now and then we would sprinkle in, like, a Thursday episode. I feel like maybe... Did we do Tuesdays and Thursdays
we
at
We did
a point?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
When we first started?
Time, I think.
Yeah. It's been a long
and that
journey.
That sucked.
Yeah. And that was...
That was when we both worked. I would get home at, like, midnight.
We did a couple shows of this in the beginning. I remember in particular one episode we did. It was, like, our second or third episode. You had just gotten home. When we first moved into the city. So this was fall 2018. And you had just like gotten home from work, or maybe I just got home from work, and we had plans to go out that night with all your buddies from
oh, yeah.
Eastern. And well, I can't remember that name of that bar we were at. It was somewhere far away in like the Ukraine Village. Does that sound familiar? Am I just totally speaking out of my ass right now? Ukraine Village? No. Am I just off my ass?
I would prefer Ukrainian Village.
Ukrainian Village. Great. Ukrainian Village. But I remember we were like, we have to work, then we're going to come home, we're going to record an episode,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to go out to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
The episode recorded was like an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It was incredibly long. And by the time we got to the bar, it was like 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt right, because that's what you do when you were living in a big city.
And
the big
you
city.
You just go home.
And then you just go to bed.
It.
You get a slice of pizza, you go to bed.
You grab an Uber, you grab a drink,
mm-hmm.
you go home.
I think I remember that night at the bar, because we had just gotten there, and the bartender was giving us shots, and his name was Madrid, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
That's not a bit. I'm pretty sure that was a factual statement.
A Madrid in Ukraine.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? All countries are loved. So
okay,
yep,
they're not.
Well, we'll figure it out. Maybe in the third season we'll become a podcast all about geography.
Oh, history! Let's
history
do. Let's be a history podcast. The Unemployed Guys History Project.
And it's just a project,
and that's what it's called.
I like it. Hey, speaking of things I like, other than the fact that we're all here together for the 100th episode, cheers, boys! By the way,
oh again,
we're gonna do this cheers first, because and Sean and I right now to all of our Oh, that was good. You didn't have a glass. That's all right. We're drinking. What are we drinking, Sean?
We're drinking Hom's for the first time since, like, episode 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep. This is a throwback to season 1, if I've ever heard it, drinking Hom's Hams beer. Not sponsored. Unofficially, officially sponsored by Hom's or Hams, however you pronounce
Hom's.
It. Hom's.
Yes. I'm taking a sip. Tom, here. What are you drinking?
Budweiser.
Mm. Wonderful. The beer Anthony, what are you drinking?
It's Corona season.
Nice.
Okay.
It's not summer.
It's not summer.
But I think I know what he's saying otherwise.
Yep.
It's been Corona season since last March, Anthony.
Raise your hands if you've been tested.
My hand is up. Ooh. Tom's hand is not up. He's the oldest, which means he's the weakest and the feeblest. So if we need to kill someone on the podcast, we go after Tom.
Or I told you last week I don't need to be tested because I'm patient zero.
Oh,
Tom,
right.
Shove that Q-tip far up your nostril.
Huh? Yes.
I'll do it to you. I'll do it.
And then when you're nicely. Done, put it in your ears to clean your ears, and then clean it in your ass. Put it in your ass to clean it in your ass.
And then send it to the CDC.
Send it to Fauci, and it'll go, oh, what is this? Oh! Oh!
Just opens the envelope.
Could you imagine if Fauci... Do you think Fauci has ever gotten a... Okay. Has gotten a Q-tip with doo-doo on it?
Just, and goes, just a poo-tip?
And he goes, oh!
No,
no.
Wait a minute.
I don't think that's
happening. I think the interns are opening those.
This was supposed to go up the nose. Oh.
Wrong hole.
Oh, God.
Thomas from Chicago, wrong hole. My Fauci sounds
patient
like Danny.
4, 3, 5, 6, 7. God bless him.
My Fauci sounds like Danny DeVito in Dumbo.
Wow. Wow.
That's what it sounds like. Hey, we got Jello shots, too. Want to do these? We're doing Jello shots. Cheers to 100. Good stuff. Finger your Jello.
Thanks for making these, Tom.
Thanks,
great
Tom.
Work.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Oh. It's hard to talk when you got Jello shots in your mouth, but it's good.
Strong, Tom. I prefer the strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like the lime.
Mm-hmm. No, lime is best.
The lime is great.
Okay.
For the record.
I will eat all the strawberry.
For the record, these Jello shots were Christmas themed. Thank you, Tom. Red and green. And by the way, although this is our 100th episode, it's also our Christmas episode, our New Year's episode, and our last year episode of the last of this year. Mm-hmm. Last episode of 2020.
Thank God.
What a year it's been. We came back in January after a 6-month hiatus,
mm-hmm.
and we came back with a lot of hope, passion,
A new disease
premise, and those first 5 weeks we were taking the podcast world by storm, and then COVID came and said fuck you and your stupid show. But to our credit, we kept going. Now, did we take some time off in between? Of course, but at the end of the day, we kept going, and that's cool.
Going.
It's pretty good.
It says a lot about us.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot about Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for coming on this journey with us.
Yeah.
Anthony, you've been here.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll ask this question to Anthony. Mm-hmm. May I call you that?
Yeah.
Anthony, is that okay?
That's totally fine.
Anthony.
Okay, Anthony. Hi, Anthony. What, the moon, Mary? Why don't you stop annoying people? That should be my impression later for Scene Swap. Jimmy Stewart, but too late. I already said it aloud. Can't be it. Anthony, question to you. Mm-hmm. You have kind of had both feet, so to speak, in different pools because you've been on the show,
mm-hmm.
but you've also been a listener at the same mm-hmm. time. So, what are your thoughts? What we do here?
In general, you're putting me on the spot.
We would like a comprehensive review of every episode 1 through 99.
Yes.
The structure is non-existent. But
what structure?
Tom, you need to do better.
Oh, believe me, I've tried.
always enjoyable. I'm still trying to think about what I forgot. I can't.
Yes.
That's okay.
Have you thought of your character for Scene Swap later?
No.
Okay. These dire questions in his brain. You've kind of been like our third chair, so to speak. You weren't really on like the first couple episodes, but then you came on, and then you got more of like an involved role as we went on. We did reviews, we go to screenings together, you play games, you've hosted with me. What are your thoughts on what we've done here?
What do you think? No, it's been a fun journey.
I hate this.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
That 6-month break was the best.
Well, that's just how we planned it to be. Yes, like clockwork.
Yeah, that's why we did it.
But yes.
So you don't like it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. I mean, what's better than getting to talk about things you love with people you love?
Oh, thank you. That was very nice. Oh,
God.
Make sure you pay him after the show.
We don't.
Okay. We're not.
We never have. Oh, yeah. We never will.
Well, we'll get to it eventually.
He can put it on his resume, though.
Yeah, that works. That works. No, I think it's been... Look, I think when we first started, I mean, you and Sean and I have always, we've been working together now, as has Anthony. I don't want to leave him in the lurch. You and I have never acted together, Tom, but that's going to change here in just a little bit.
Buckle up, folks.
Sean, you and I obviously acted a lot together at Western. We went to college. We did a lot of improv. We did comedy together. And then I guess it was a year or so removed from college. We moved into the city, the three of us, Tom, Sean, and myself. And then I think it was like pretty much right away, as soon as we got here, we were like, let's do this thing. And we did it, and it's been a lot of fun. There's a lot more, I think, work to be done and a lot more fun shit we can do. I think it was interesting, too, looking back on it, because I think when you first start right away, like, it's great. Because everyone's listening. It's like, oh, what are these guys doing? It's really fun. It's easy to get listens the first 2 weeks or so.
Yep.
But it's when, after the fact, when you're on episode 62...
Are you fucking kidding me?
We're trying to do an analysis here. You're not going to think, Anthony, about...
I know the viewers can't see what Anthony's doing, but he's trying to light a candle.
And he's
for
lighting,
no apparent reason.
And not only is he trying to light a candle, but he also just raked the side of the lighter on the glass.
Sean told
me
to.
On purpose. I pointed it out because I thought maybe you would want a candle. And you did.
A little mood lighting, let's call it.
Thank God that candle is lit now.
And now the show can continue. Thank the Lord. We waited 100 episodes to get here, but thank God the candle's finally lit.
Why were you talking about episode 62?
I was getting into episode 62 because I was saying, I believe it's easy, way to get back on track, given the points, Tom. It's easy, I think, in the beginning when you're starting a podcast. Not that by any means we are experts on podcasting, because we are not, most definitely. But... I think in the beginning it's easier just because it's more like people, like, what are these guys doing? Is it funny? Whatever. The first weeks are always fun to get listens. It's when you get to episode 62 or episode 81 where it's like, oh boy, they're doing another thing of trivia and another top 10 list and yada, yada, yada. And that's when I think it sometimes gets more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud of us, not only A, for doing as much stuff as we did this year, given the world that's been so shitty COVID, but also just always keeping going at it. Because full disclosure, when we went on our 6 month hiatus, it was most definitely kind of like, I don't know if we're going to keep doing this. I had moved out. You guys were staying here. Mm-hmm. It was a whole thing. But then we just kind of like, yeah, let's get back to it. And ever since we got back to it, even with COVID, I've been having a blast. And I hope everyone else has been too.
Yeah, it's been fine. It's been good. I'm still here.
That's actually, if you know Sean, that's a rave review.
Yes.
That's as good as the compliments get from Sean.
Well, I've seen a lot of movies.
Yes.
And I know when a movie's good and when a movie's bad.
Yes.
And I only watch great films.
Mm-hmm.
And I've listened to maybe four full episodes of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means we're okay.
I'll take it. As far as I'm concerned, that's like getting two thumbs up from Siskel and Ebert. And what are thrums? You tell me. I don't know. But yeah, so I think it's been a pretty fun time, 100 episodes. We're going to get in a little bit kind of what we're going to be doing with season 3. We've got some big announcements. I mean, should we do it now or should we wait? Does it really matter? Let's just do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Let's just do it right now. Well, so
I love this. Before the podcast,
we'll do it now.
He was like, we're going to do this at the end of the episode.
Well, should we just...
And now
it's just
happening.
I like how it's now, because then we can party it up. We don't
have to... Yeah. Because this won't be doom and gloom, so to speak, what we're about to... It's funny. It's like, we just did 100 episodes. Let's look at the history. Wonderful. And now we're going to kill everybody off. No. So I guess we'll get into it right now before we get into all the fun games, because we've got some fun games coming. We've got a scene swap with the four of us coming your way. We've got some Sean stories coming your way, and we've got some trivia on the podcast, which will be coming on your way. And Anthony's got a couple movie trivia questions for me to answer as well. He said last week he would think of a couple. I think he gave me three.
I got four.
Oh, four. Good. Terrific. You said it'll come back to you in your mind?
Kevin!
That's what it was?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what
we
waited for?
Because I forgot Kevin.
Kevin. Okay,
Who's
great.
Who's Kevin?
McAllister, Gus Bielinski, Polka King of the Midwest.
Anthony just watched Home Alone for the first time.
Which is just insane to me.
Okay, so that didn't go over as well.
Hey, you know what the podcast listeners have just been clamoring for? Is for Anthony to review Home Alone from 1990.
Hey, we've been very good at doing old 80s, movies. 90s, early 2000s
I like
films.
The more obscure 2000 film. Yeah. Maybe you do something like Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. But Anthony's going to do Home Alone right here, right now. Take it away, Anthony. Give us your review.
So that all stemmed from a conversation I had with my brother earlier, and he said a fun challenge would be to do a Kevin challenge, where you're just out in public, and then you just scream Kevin.
Oh.
And so I told him I would try it on the podcast.
To what
tonight.
End?
What do you mean?
Like, just to, like, people have stare at you when you yell Kevin?
Yeah, that's what Catherine O'Hara does in the first and the second one. It just comes out of nowhere, where she finally realizes what she forgot, and she screamed. Like, she screamed it on an airplane in the first Home Alone.
Yeah.
Thank goodness that
would not work
post
9/11. 9/11 you do, post 9/11?
Yeah.
No.
If they did Home Alone and she screamed Kevin, Ben Falcone from Bridesmaids would take her down.
Yes, yes.
He's the FFA agent.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Okay. But I enjoyed
not
Home
the
Alone.
FAA agent.
No, I always say that.
The FFA.
I always say the Future Farmers of America agent.
He works in agriculture. He was worried.
I think so.
FAA.
Yes.
Federal Airline Administration.
Air officer.
Look at me casting shade at Anthony like I don't know my fucking times table. But that's okay. To each their own. What are you going to do?
I enjoyed Home Alone. I fell asleep twice.
Okay, not a great start, but keep going.
I rewinded it. Rewound it.
Were you watching it on a VHS?
No, just on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. Oh. Terrific.
And
Disney Plus is the best. They're just killing it.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that was it.
It was okay.
That's all you get?
It was good.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
Top five?
That's
top ten?
No.
Oh,
see, that's
how
I feel
you
about
are insane.
It's like, it's a fun
story. Was
it story.
On your top ten last week?
I'm saying top ten like Christmas movies.
No, you didn't. You said top five.
Oh,
top ten?
Okay.
That is...
Now we're gonna.
I'm on Anthony's side on this one.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'll leave. Let's just start
over.
I
will third that motion.
Oh my god!
Fuck you, Luke.
This is like a triple team right here.
It's
and this is not what I've hoped
for. It's a good movie. The reason it's good is because of all of the doodads and gadgets he makes to make people hurt themselves.
But what I'm saying,
the movie in itself is, how you say, shambles.
No. Now I'm going to have to fight you because what I'll say is this. First of all, I will give Anthony credit. Yes, I said top 10. I should have specified top 5 Christmas movies because it's my favorite.
It is
my favorite Christmas movie. So are you saying it's not a top 5 to top 10 Christmas movie or just movie in general? Because movie in general I can get on board with.
Both.
See, Christmas movie,
it's like in my top 15, maybe.
Can you name me 14 other movies, right? Christmas movies right now that you think are better than
now,
Home Alone?
Now, Luke, you know I don't watch movies.
Well,
however.
No. It's the 100th episode. I want to hear you name 14. They don't have to even be better than Home Alone. Just name me 14 Christmas movies.
Hold on.
I don't want you to look it up.
If you know anything about me, I can't remember anything, let alone names.
What if we did
this
for
titles?
What if we did for season 3 of the show, if we turned this into like First Take, and you were Max Kellerman and I was Stephen A. Smith?
So I'm
I would
right,
stop
you're
doing the
wrong.
Show.
Des Bryant is not better than Odell Beckham Jr.
I disagree.
Do you want to be Skip Bayless? You could be a Cowboys fan back when it was Skip and Stephen A.
Oh no, okay. I want to be Shane.
You know
what?
You would leave the show if we did that.
100%.
If I always was doing a Stephen A. impression.
Absolutely.
Well, now you just have no taste.
Come on.
Okay.
No, it's because I do have taste.
Okay. Terrific. Remember when we were
top 15?
Top 15. While you look up those movies, let's talk a little bit also about what we're going to do for season 3. He's going to look up movies, so I'm not going to talk to. So who wants to talk? Anybody want to talk to about?
I don't know what we're doing for season 3 because you haven't told me yet. So you got to tell me, and then we'll talk
about
it.
I'm listening.
Okay, so I'll start, and Sean, everyone else can chime in. So here's the
Night Before.
I watched that last night.
Starring Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen.
Did you say
Anthony
Jeff
Mackie.
Gordon?
We don't need.
Did you say Jeff Gordon or Joseph Gordon?
Yeah, Jeff Gordon.
I don't recall him in the credits, and I just watched it the other night. But teach their own.
Oh no, he's in it.
Okay, great. Okay, so season 3. Here we go. The immediate news of season 3 is this. The show is coming back for season 3. Hooray. We got picked up by all our big network executives. They love what we're doing. They say we are just the next Joe Rogan. They're head over heels in love with us, and how can you blame them? With that being said, we are going to go on a few months hiatus, I think would probably be the best way to put it. And this is for a few reasons. First of all, we were going to do a hiatus anyways, as this is our last episode of 2020. Usually we were going to take a couple weeks off and get us into the new year. Other reasons too for taking an extended hiatus is because it just keeps the show kind of fresh, believe it or not, and it might seem kind of like complaining, but you know, doing episodes like every single week, and you can only play so many games of Spelling Bee and Schmodown and all this other stuff before you kind of just like start to get a little repetitive. And I think that's, oh, the third big reason too, and I guess I can announce this here publicly, because everyone's just been dying to know. Much like LeBron James, in January of next year, I am taking my talents to South Beach. Not quite South Beach, but I am for real. I'm moving. I'm moving to Florida in January. So
you signed a contract.
I signed a contract to play for the Miami Heat. No, but for real, I'm moving to Florida in January. So, yeah, while I'm getting used to that and accustomed and acclimated to my new surroundings, I want to figure out what I'm doing and see what's going on. So we're going to take a break from the show, but the show will be back. It's not going away forever. We're taking, I'd say, what, 2-3 months? That seems probably in the right ballpark.
Yeah.
I have a feeling by March we'll be back. I think sometime in March, maybe. Yeah, let's put it that way. I have a feeling maybe right around baseball season, because then we can hopefully, maybe vaccines are rolled out. There's more fun stuff to talk about, yada, yada, yada. Who knows? So, yeah, given the fact that it's our end of the year episode, we want to stay a little fresh, and that, yes, I am moving, we're gonna take a slight pause here.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm excited. I am very excited. I'm a little nervous. I'm as it's getting closer, I knew this would happen. I'm getting a little sad. I fucking hate saying goodbye to people that I love. It really, like, doesn't sit well with me.
Mm-hmm.
You three will be on the list, I'm sure, when we hang out again sometime before I leave, of some tough goodbyes. My parents are going to be tough.
Uh-huh.
The good news is, though, moving to Florida, I'm going to be closer to some other family that I haven't seen. My mom's down there. My brother is in Alabama. My grandparents are in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So not right down the block by any means, but a little bit closer. In terms of a drive or maybe even a quick flight if it's I wanted to see some people.
I think it's probably like the same amount of time to drive to Alabama as it is from Alabama to where you are in Florida.
So, yes, I've looked this up. From where I'm at, from Illinois to where my uncle, aunt, grandparents, and brother live in Alabama, I think it's like a 11 to 11 and a half hour drive. Mm-hmm. And then from where I'll be at, I'm going to be out in Naples, Florida for the time being. And then hopefully, if I'm digging it down there, we'll relocate to a bigger city, thinking more Tampa, maybe Orlando.
Tampa is a great city.
I love Tampa. Great time. Great times there. From southern Florida to uncles in Alabama, I think it's like, I want to say maybe 9.5, 10 hours. Mm-hmm. It could be a little bit longer. So we're talking maybe like an hour, hour and a half, maybe two at the most. But you know, I am excited. And anyone who knows me or has listened to the show, you guys all know very well, I've always said I want to live in Florida one day, mm-hmm. and given the fact that I am a mid-20-year-old, no girlfriend, some manageable bills, it just seems like the right time. What was that? Say it again?
I said sad.
About the bills or the girlfriend?
Well.
Or both.
Why not the whole package?
The whole package, yes. The whole package, yes. I'm just in general a very. That's why I'm moving to. I don't want anyone to contact me.
Well, we as far as also I'm concerned, want you to go.
Yes, and not contact you.
Yep.
Okay. Terrific.
Will we ever see you again?
You will. And I don't want to really get into it now because I'm going to start getting sad the more we go into this. And I'm definitely not going to fucking cry in the 100th episode because that would just not be good content at all. But I will just say this. I'm going to miss everybody. There will be some much more sadder and teary-eyed goodbyes in about a month from now. That's okay. Let's crack that beer. Come on. Who are we?
I tried to light a candle mm-hmm. for the ambiance and to fill with sweet smells.
The unemployed guys, is it?
We're always drinking on the candles. Show.
Yes. Also, well, Anthony,
Should we drink the candles?
We'll drink the candles. Anthony, Sean is the other half of the show. As we said earlier, you're a fourth chair.
Fourth chair.
Yes, thank you.
Learn my voice.
When we want someone to... Terrific.
See, I wish you didn't bring that up now, and you would just say it throughout the episode.
I would like that.
And then not tell us why you're doing it.
Oh, apologies.
That's
okay. I had to defend myself because it did not go over well the first time.
That's fair. Hey, you know what? Okay. It is what it is. So, yes, I'm moving to Florida to put a bow on your question. I am excited, a little nervous, a little scared, but you know what? It's going to be a fun adventure. And honestly, I have nothing to lose. If I love it, great. If I hate it, well, 6 months from now, I might be back up here. Yeah. Who knows? We're going to give it a shot, and we're just going to see where it goes. I'm going to miss everybody, love everybody, and as I said, we're not going to cry here tonight because that would just not be good content. pretend.
Well, Tom doesn't cry.
I haven't cried in like 9 years.
Well,
I assume Anthony does cry, but it's like it's to his family, his close friends.
Mm-hmm.
I cry myself to sleep.
Okay,
and that's my cry.
You guys can't see this right now. I'm actually crying right now, just thinking about it.
Do you consider you not a close friend to me? Like, I wouldn't be able to do that in front of you.
You could do that in front of me.
Okay,
gentlemen, let's save this for after the show. For doing stuff in front of each other. Let's
cry. You can cry in front of me.
Okay, and now I know why Tom doesn't cry ever, because of this. I don't know what's happening.
Tom, cry in front of me.
Okay, enough of the mushy gushy nonsense. Yes, we will be taking a break sometime back in, I'm going to say, March of next year. Going to be awesome. The big announcement, though, of our third season. Boy, 25 minutes in, we're just getting into this announcement. But you know what? It's very on par with the show. This show will not only be available on audio and in podcast form, but next year, 2021, I'm keeping myself accountable by saying it right now to all of our listeners and soon to be viewers. The show is going to video. We're going to give it another shot. More so than those 3 or 4 videos on YouTube. Those were trial runs. We didn't continue with the trial for a little while, but we're picking up the trial almost 2 years later. The show's going to be on video season 3.
Get your VCRs ready.
When the show goes to video, will you refer to the viewers as listeners like you currently do the listeners as viewers? Yes.
I don't know. Only time will tell. You know what? I will leave you in suspense. I will leave you in suspense. So, yes, that's the big announcement for season 3. Also, Sean and I have talked a few times, and one thing we would like to do is definitely be bringing on more people. I'm hoping if we're doing a video, maybe, if we've...
We're not good enough anymore.
No. I was about to say, I want
we
you both to be on more.
We need a 5th and 6th chair.
Yeah, 5th and 6th chair, so we're holding auditions.
That's what we can doing. Be like King Arthur and Knights of the Round Table.
Exactly. Hey, we're round. This is nice and round.
The table we're sitting at, we're actually just like huddled together. Yes. Around a wooden table. That
it is round, though.
It is round.
It
could fit 1, 2, 4 more people.
I don't think. Like COVID regulations.
Very on brand. Very on brand. But no, so yeah, that's our big thing, is going to video in the third season. Obviously, keeping up with the jokes, the laughs, the movie talk, the sports talk. Hopefully, we'll never, ever, ever lose the feel of the show, even though we really won't be much in the same room when we're getting season 3. But to be fair, much of this past... Since we've come back from hiatus once COVID started, we haven't been in the same room.
Right.
And we've been able to maintain a pretty consistent show. Yeah, I think we took, a couple shows off here and there, but for the most part, we have pumped out a shit ton of shows. Fun fact, I was looking this up the other day. Our first season of the show, we did, I think, like 21 or 22 episodes. That was our first season.
Mm-hmm.
It ended with our 2018 Christmas episode. Our second season was from episode 23 to 99. We have had an incredibly long second season, and I am ready for it to end and start something fairly fresh and new, which is what we'll be doing when we get to the third season sometime in spring of next year.
Well, and then our fourth season will start with, like, episode 175 or
something.
Honestly,
at this pace, we might be celebrating the fourth season when we get to episode 300.
And that's fine. That's how all great sitcoms start.
Yeah, they give you...
They have the pilot and, like, 6 episodes, which is our 22 episodes.
Yeah, I don't know how the equation works. Anthony, you're the math guy. Figure it out for us.
The proportion makes sense.
Okay, great.
It doesn't at all.
It makes sense.
It works. It's great. No, so yeah, that's...
Anthony's
ready to play some games. So yes, just putting a bow on this conversation.
Yeah.
Season 3, we're doing video, more people, more games. And I guess we'll just say this right here, since we're talking about like the future of the show. A great thing that happens... No, everyone's good. I'm just going to talk to the listeners here for a second. We're going to kill everyone off at the table right now. Only one of us will survive and make it to the third season. For our listeners out there and soon to be viewers, if you haven't already, please, it does us a lot of good if you could go over to Apple Podcasts, if you're listening on Apple, and not only subscribe to the show in the iTunes feed, but or the Apple Podcast feed, but also rate the show 5 stars. And if you'd like, leave a comment, leave like a 2-second comment, thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever. And you can always follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on all the major social media platforms.
And if you hate it, put 5 stars and then tell us why you hate it.
Yes, that's what we would like to see more than anything. So yeah.
Yeah, nothing under 5 stars.
Yes.
We've only had one rating, I think.
No, we got like... Mark? We're in the 20s.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so far behind on the times. Yeah.
Sean hasn't been listening to this show since 2015. That's saying something because it started in 2018. So to each their own. But yes, that's it. Those are kind of the big news. We will be going on hiatus. We got some changes coming. But now that all that housekeeping is out of the way. Let's play some games. So we have a couple games to play tonight for our 100th. We can do a scene swap, we can do some trivia, or we can do Sean's stories. What does the table feel? I will, you know what, Mr. Fourth Chair, you can pick. What game would you like to play first, Anthony?
Do you want to answer some movie trivia
Let's
questions?
Do movie, and then I'll ask our podcast trivia, and then we'll...
Sean's stories, and then scene steals?
Let's do Sean's stories for the end. That usually always ends with a walk-off grand slam from my man, Jacques Jones.
All right, so... Luke,
that's a Tigers player?
Yeah. Cubs player, too.
Yeah. Was he a Twins player?
Yeah, he was on the Cubs before the Tigers, actually.
I think I remember from the Twins.
He was an outfielder.
Not the Tigers, though.
Luke usually always writes the questions for movie trivias that we've done on the show, so I decided to write four for him. Feel free to chime in, Sean.
So this isn't for us, though.
It is. I first want to see if...
Go grab a smoke.
Yeah, can I watch?
So, I have four questions for you.
Okay. Right. Four questions for the fourth chair.
I didn't write out all four questions. I just kind of put bullet points, so I got to formulate the questions in my brain.
Great. Let's see how good of an improv actor he is. Go.
So, yes, question one. What Pixar short... I actually wrote this one out. What Pixar short, released in 1998, helped lead to the creation of Toy Story?
Wait, the Pixar short was released in 1998?
Mm-hmm.
Then led to the creation of Toy Story?
Yeah, like led as an inspiration, according to Mr. Lassiter.
Didn't Toy Story come out before that short?
Okay.
Toy Story came out in 95.
Oh, 95.
Are you thinking of...
Maybe 1988.
1988.
Okay. All right, sincerest apologies. Typo.
Okay, this is why Anthony plays the schmodown, does not write the questions.
You
know what the worst part is? I think I knew the 1998 one because that was from Bug's Life. And I think that was called like Yuri's Game. It's the old guy who plays like chess against himself.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. The best one.
Yes. I think it was before Bug's Life. But this one I think is about a toy soldier. And is it called... Oh, fuck me. Is that what it's called? Oh, fuck me?
That is John Lasseter's classic Pixar short.
Was that the name of the short?
Oh, fuck me, toy soldier.
I don't know the name. Is it Tin Soldier?
Very close.
Tin, what do I got? Soldier or tin, right?
I'm not going to tell you, because that's called cheating.
Okay, well, to be fair, you didn't even write the question right in the first place.
And also, to be fair, he already answered.
The correct answer was Tin Toy.
Ah!
Tin Toy. All right.
Tin the Tool Man Taylor.
Next up, a type of question we ask each other often.
Okay.
Who was in the following films?
Oh, these are always fun. I'm on the spot. There's an audience listening.
Uh-huh. The Prom.
Okay.
Fantastic Four, The Rise of the Silver Surfer. And Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I
just watched The Prom the other night.
Did you enjoy it?
It's fine, yeah.
I heard...
It's too long.
Oh, is it?
What was the second
movie? It's far
too
long.
Is that a repeat the question?
Yes.
Okay. Who was in The Prom, Fantastic Four, The Rise of the Silver Surfer, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith? I heard there were some issues with it, but...
Oh, Kerry Washington.
Oh. That is correct. Wow. Well done.
Nice. I would have said Angelina Jolie, because why not?
All right. Now,
You know what I did for The Prom? You know what I did for my prom in high school? Let me tell you guys real quick.
Okay.
When I watched The Prom on Netflix, I watched like the opening number, and then I skimmed through the rest of it. I fast-forwarded through.
Did you just watch the musical numbers?
I like watched like the first 10 minutes, fast-forwarded through like the next hour, picked it up at like an hour and 10.
Did you really?
Watched the credits.
No, you didn't.
I did, because I didn't want to watch the entire
that
film.
That can't count on your list.
I know.
Right. This is a multi-step question.
Okay.
All right. Who is the only person... I didn't write this question. I got to make it up.
Yeah, okay. You already said that.
Who was the only person to receive an Academy Award nomination for acting in the Lord of the Rings franchise? Who was it? What was the character's name? And for which film?
Can we ask this question, actor or actress? Come on, you don't
no.
even know.
Yes, okay, yeah, yes, you actor. Can. It is an actor.
Yeah. Bum 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 b
yes, all three
you
movies.
You have met this character.
Like, not all
this,
characters, but most of them.
Andy Serkis?
Wrong. One more try.
Well, it's not...
It is an actor.
It's not Frodo. It's not Sam. It's not... I know it's not Orlando Bloom, but he should have won an Oscar for Pirates 5 as supporting. Is it... Oh, man. Is it Viggo? No, not Viggo. I'm not going to go Viggo. Is it Viggo? Viggo Mortensen?
No.
I don't think it's Viggo. It's not Viggo. It's not Viggo. That's not my official answer.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to give you an answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4, 3,
we need an answer,
2,
or 4 for the question.
1. I'm going to say that the answer is...
You shall not
Ian McKellen.
Pass. Ian McKellen.
Is that true?
Yes, Ian McKellen. Best supporting.
That's so obvious, too, and I just didn't think of it.
Fellowship of the Ring for playing Gandalf. All right, last question.
Deserved. Okay. Well deserved.
I'm 1 for 2, but I've been in the ballpark on all three, which is the most important. All
right, so the 19...
Fuck you guys.
Ready? This is my final question.
Okay.
The 1998 film Stepmom reunited this director and composer for their 3rd of 5 collaborations. Name the pair... And name the other 4 movies.
What the f- All right, here's your 10-point question.
Okay, well, here's the hard part. Never seen Stepmom.
Here's... If you get this, you just win.
I don't even know where to begin with this one.
I will give you a hint.
Okay.
The other 4 movies, separately, are sequels to each other.
Okay.
So Stepmom and
no, Stepmom is by itself.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Stepmom is by itself, but the other 2 movies are sequels, and the other 2 movies are sequels.
Can I have a? Can I ask this question? Can I get one of the actors in the movie?
In which movie?
Stepmom.
Oh. Yes.
Oh my.
I believe it's Julia Roberts, Susan Sarandon, and Ed Harris.
Can I get one of the actors in one of the sequels? Just to give me something to a lifeline, because I have honestly no clue right now.
Yes.
This isn't one of those Nora Ephron movies, is it?
No.
I don't know. Did you know this?
No, not at all.
Sean, do you even know what we're doing right now?
What?
Yep, you're fine.
Let's
keep
see.
It going.
One
Stepmom?
Of the sequels is...
Is that a movie?
Kenneth Branagh is an actor in one of the sequels.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Branagh.
is Kenneth one of the Jack Reachers?
No,
Jack Ryans?
This is not one of the Jack Ryans. Are you ready to give up?
Yes, I'm ready.
We were talking about this person earlier. He directed...
Wild Hogs?
The Matrix.
Come on!
Oh, Christopher Columbus.
And?
The Mayflower?
The composer. I need the composer.
Oh, John Williams.
There you go. Christopher Columbus and
we
John
did Home
Williams.
Alone, Home Alone 2.
Does he get any points?
No. And Harry Potter movies.
And the Harry Potter, Sorcerer's Stone, and Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, Kenneth Branagh was in Home Alone. How could I forget?
He was in Chamber of Secrets.
No, he was Gus Polinski, Pope
no,
the King of the Midwest, you
not.
Stupid fucker.
I just
I don't want any more of this fourth chair nonsense. I don't want any chairs.
Just so we know, Luke also sucks at movie trivia.
That's not true.
That's
pretty
not
good
true.
At it.
I gave him some challenging questions, proving my worth. As fourth chair.
Yeah, okay. Someone else talk while I pour this beer, and then I'm going to ask you guys some questions about this podcast.
I'm going to talk a little bit.
Did you guys have any ideas on any of those questions I asked?
Yeah, Ian McKellen, but it was either going to be Viggo or Ian.
Yeah,
Viggo deserved one.
But I don't remember anybody winning awards.
Nope.
Like, I don't pay attention
McKellen,
to that.
McKellen, did he win, though?
No, nobody won for
got
acting.
Nominated. Okay.
He's the only person to receive a nomination.
But yeah, I don't pay attention to the award shows.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
All right. Well, now that you guys have filled some time and I've poured my beer, thank you very much. I'm going to ask now some questions in the rain, the realm, whatever you want to call it, of trivia. Some questions about our show, Shawnee. 100 episodes we've done. Do you think you know anything about 100 episodes worth of content?
Ian McKellen.
Okay. How do you think you're going to do, Tom?
Okay, I'm going to bat like 500 maybe.
Okay, I am keeping
hopefully.
Score for this. There's only 12 questions, no schmodown style here. Just 12
quick.
Questions, you either know it, you get it.
Oh,
if you don't get it, you get a point. If you don't, you don't get
right.
a point.
Okay.
That you get it, yeah. How do you think you're going
to
do, Anthony?
I don't know. I rifled through, I listened to a lot of episodes this summer or this fall, but I don't know how much of it is retained in this old brain. So
there's none retained in this old noggin.
The show is nonsense. Because I remember when I was listening, like binge listening to a lot of them. Luke asked me to like write some questions, and I was like, "This is nonsense." One episode.
What
to
am
next
I writing questions?
I told
on.
Anthony, I said he should make Schmodown questions for our 100th episode, and you and me will play Schmodown against each other, all about us. If that's not pretentious, I don't know what it is. Okay, here we go. Question 1. On episode 2 of the podcast, I made Sean guess all of the Rotten Tomato scores from which horror franchise. We're going to start with Tom on this one. We'll give like 5 seconds because it's just for fun. We're not really doing Schmodown stakes here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wait to say who got it right after we go round robin, obviously, to keep it fair. Okay. So we're going to go
four, Jason movies. Three.
Okay. Tom said Jason. Sean?
Halloween.
Okay. Anthony?
I'm going with Halloween as well.
That was correct. Yeah. Halloween.
I thought it was Halloween, but I was like, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and just name something random.
Fun fact about this. Do you remember, I don't know if you recall this, Sean, when we were first, obviously episode 2 quite a ways ago, but do you remember when we wanted to play that game? You guessed all the percentages, but we at one point in time were talking about for everyone you got wrong or you got right, I would have to take a shot. And everyone you got wrong, you would have to take a shot. Yeah.
No shots were taken.
No shots were taken because I listened back to that segment. I think there was 11 movies. I'm pretty sure you went 1 for 10. Yeah, you weren't not your finest work. And I think the one I gave you was kind of like a gimme, like, yeah, you're getting it, buddy.
Yeah.
And that was kind of when I first realized, like, huh, Sean really doesn't know a lot about movies.
And that was when I realized, man, I don't really know a lot about movies. And then nothing changed.
That's okay. Okay, question two. Which episode, we need the number, did Tom make his debut in? I'll give you all a hint. It was in the first 10.
I'm going to go episode...
And also, I'll say this. If you can... Actually, let's do episode number first. Your episode number.
Episode 4.
Okay.
7.
Okay.
5.
4 was correct.
Wow.
The other half of the show is just killing it right now. You guys should be so embarrassed. For bonus points, there was... Let's see here. 1, 2, 3 main topics that we discussed on your debut episode, Tom. Does anybody remember what they were?
No idea.
I'm going to say football.
Okay.
Yeah, it was NFL, Game of Thrones.
And?
Poop.
Okay, poop. Anything for you?
No.
Okay.
But Game of Thrones does sound very familiar now that you said
that. That was when we were watching it.
Actually, Sean and Anthony will receive a bonus point because the topics were Twitter controversies, NFL matchups, and we reviewed a movie. And then I wrote ... Literally nothing has changed between
what
now.
What movie did you review?
I think we reviewed the Halloween remake you and me did from 2018, the Jamie Lee Curtis one from 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
Darn it. When was Game of Thrones stuff?
That was more towards season 2, because it was the last season. So it was like April, May of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Question 3. On episode 16 of the show, myself and Sean tried to one-up each other by saying who could say what two words higher and louder than the other person. This then prompted Tom into saying, keep doing that, and I will not come back on the show. This is true. We're looking for the two words you and I, Sean, were trying to say louder and higher than each other. I'll give you a hint if you want one.
Yeah.
It was around the Christmas season.
Oh, I know it. Go ahead.
I have a guess, but it's not...
Okay.
Well, am I first?
Yeah, we'll let you go.
I'm going to just say Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells? Do you have a guess?
No, I was going to say Jingle Bells, but I have no idea.
Sean?
Kris Kringle Market!
Kris Kringle Market!
Kris Kringle!
And it was at that point in time, Tom said, you keep doing that, I'm not coming back on the show. We'll give Sean a point. Sean, this is the best you've done in trivia.
It's weird. I can remember things I've done.
Yes, that's very good. That's great. You're doing great.
It's not normal.
Okay, this one would, I guess you would make an argument, would be tailor-made towards Anthony, but we'll see if anyone else remembers. What movie did Anthony pick as his worst film? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's okay. We'll keep going. I skipped a question, but that's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
What movie did Anthony pick as his worst film in the year 2018? That was the year, to give a little context, Anthony and I had the big competition.
Yep.
Who could watch more movies. Anthony beat me by like 12 or 13 movies. You got
when I watched like 900 films.
No.
You watched 90.
You watched 88.
And I watched, I think, 76. 76.
And I watched 52, I think, 54.
By the end, it was just like, put on Mowgli on Netflix just to say, because it counts.
Three films per day.
Does anybody remember what Anthony said his worst film was of that year? Do you remember, Anthony? Was your worst film?
I remember mine.
I remember like my
I remember mine as well. That was the first Reformed year.
Yeah.
Dumplin' was down there, but it was not
no,
Dumplin'.
Yeah.
Five.
I don't think I gave it to Gotti just because it had 0%. I felt like I didn't hate
maybe
it
maybe next
much.
To last.
I'll give you a clue. Because
Gotti was my worst.
I will give you a... Yeah, his was Gotti. Mine was First Form. It was a horror movie. Horror movie. Also, I think this was based on a pretty popular video game, if I'm not mistaken.
Why is that not helpful at all?
I don't know.
Oh, got it.
Oh. Go ahead and say, I have no idea.
Any guesses?
No idea?
No ideas? Five
was
more?
Was it like Warcraft?
No.
No.
Slender.
Yep, Slenderman. Correct.
Oh.
Correct. Correct. Anthony's
that
worst
movie.
Was
trash.
Was Slenderman. And Anthony, oh, I listened to it, and Anthony referred to this movie, and he said, the horror movie that should never have happened. That was Anthony's tagline from his Slenderman review. So
nice.
That's fair. It does make for a really, really fun game, though.
It is a
like,
great game.
Like, insanely fun and terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Okay, going back to the question I skipped. Who said the following? I get somebody to suck on my bum hole, and then that person, whoever is the bottom bitch, is going to have sucking while being sucked upon. And then the last person is just going to suck. Who said that?
No, that's you. That is absolutely you, 100%.
I'm gonna say that's a Sean quote.
I would never
Sean?
Say anything like that.
Luke?
This is very interesting, because in my mind I thought Sean, but Sean is very adamant that it was Luke. So it's making me rethink who I'm going to say that.
Oh, wait,
would you like to hear the quote again?
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, I really would.
I get somebody to suck on my bum hole, and then that person, whoever is the bottom bitch, is going to have sucking while being sucked upon. And then the last person is just going to suck.
Oh, I know what we're talking about, though.
The fantasy, the NFL rankings, right?
Isn't you're on the
human
yep.
centipede thing.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, human
yep.
centipede.
Yeah, human centipede.
I'm going with Sean.
Okay, well, maybe it was me. I don't know, but I'm going to go with Luke instead.
Okay, we got Anthony said Luke.
The
Sean.
Only reason I think it's
Anthony
me.
Said Sean. Sean says me. Tom,
I'm going to say Sean.
The only reason I think it's me is because he used the word bumhole.
And correct.
Exactly.
Bumhole.
Yes.
So Anthony,
I'm on the board.
Tom is on the board finally.
Wait,
yeah,
wait,
and this was
that?
In reference to you were right, Anthony. Our when we did our picks that season, and we were trying to figure out, we did the weekly picks, remember?
Yeah.
And we did what is the loser going to have to do? And we said we would do an unemployed guy's human centipede, and the loser would have to be in the middle. That was surprisingly, we never did that for the loser. So I don't know what happened. We must have once again another bet that we never followed through on. So
there's about 10 of them.
That's yeah,
the demo of the show.
That's kind of how it goes. Okay, question six. We're halfway home. What was the first movie we all reviewed/discussed for family movie night? A segment that comes and goes on this show. Yeah. Actually, a very fun segment that we should, in the third season, hold ourselves more accountable to. And
I
we should
agree.
Do it more, because it's a lot of fun.
What was that?
First movie we ever reviewed/discussed for family movie night. I will give her another clue. It was Tom's pick.
It was Tom's pick.
Oh. It was your
I
pick.
I wasn't
part of these. It
was, I got an idea.
Do you know?
I have a guess, yes.
Because I think it's one of your like top five favorite movies of all time.
I will give you another hint on that. You did not put it in your top 10
yeah,
last week.
I don't think
ooh,
so.
I got it.
Oh,
I got
okay.
it.
I know. I can go through all of the scenes in the movie, and I know, and it has Brad Pitt in it, but I can't remember the movie name.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Okay.
Snatch.
Okay.
Snatch.
We're going to give everybody a point because
nice.
It's the 100th episode.
Yeah,
yeah you got it, Shawnee. He's good. I want Sean to win an episode of Trivia Finally, so I'm just going to give Sean about 9 extra points just to say he won. Yeah, you did.
Real Who's Line Scoring.
Yes, exactly. Tom, for just a little, for the folks at home, you chose Snatch for one of your movies.
Yeah.
Sean, you chose Sin City.
I
chose In Bruges. And then we also got back to you where you did Major League 1 week. And then this year we tried
yeah,
to come
it was
back.
Towards the beginning of baseball season.
Yep.
Yep.
And then this year we did Jojo Rabbit and Parasite, and then COVID happened, and we kind of just stopped
and
doing
1917.
That. And we did 1917.
Yeah.
In season 3, we should continue to do that.
Yeah, in our defense, we were trying to see big movies that were in theaters, and so when we couldn't go to the theater anymore, it was hard to do that. Yeah.
Although I think when we do this again in the third season, we should go back to picking movies that maybe we all haven't seen or the majority of us have not seen.
Okay.
But we can discuss that at a later time. Okay, this is a true or false question. Question 7, true or false? During a season 2 segment of Sean's Stories, Sean reported that a trapeze artist inadvertently shit their pants onto 23 people while performing at the circus. True or false?
That is an impressive spray.
That is also Very true.
It's true.
Like, is the story true, or did whether or not he say it
is
was
that
true?
Story true?
I'll go with true.
It's true.
True's I all across the board. True's all across the board, gentlemen. You're doing great.
23 poor people.
23
just
poor people.
Just look it up.
Just terrific.
Wow! What
but
a circus!
Like, wow! I think that was when we
how,
were doing.
How though? Because like people don't sit under the trapeze artists.
Yeah,
yeah, but they're flipping.
I guess like
and
behind. Yeah,
that.
Like
flipping dip.
Still 23.
Flipping dip.
That's a lot.
And flip
through
and dip.
The costume.
That's a lot. That is
or
a lot.
Was this trapeze
maybe,
artist just going commando or
maybe
what?
He ate the roost.
Well, maybe.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Hey,
maybe just, it was in Amsterdam and he didn't have clothes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's okay.
Who knows? Huh? Okay. Question eight. During our Game of Thrones trivia episode, Tom asked the question of what was the name of Jon Snow's direwolf? What answer did I give?
Not ghost, apparently.
Was not ghost.
No.
I don't know. I will give you a hint. It was the name of an actor that was in the Lord of the Rings series, a movie that he was in.
Oh, got it.
It was a name of the actor.
That was had a...
It was the name of a movie that a Lord of the Rings
actor
was in.
Yes.
I got it.
Five. Four.
I'm going to say a movie. I have no. It's not right.
Two.
Eastern Promises.
Okay. You're close.
Stranger Things.
Nope.
Hidalgo.
Hidalgo.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not going to lie. Listen back to that Game of Thrones trivia episode. I don't want to toot my own horn, but that joke killed. just each their own. Just, they're out there. All right, this one should be a gimme, I hope. Okay, let's see here. Question nine. We were fortunate enough. This is one of my favorite memories of the show, no doubt about it.
True.
We were fortunate enough to interview video game legend Billy Mitchell, who is mostly known for his role in attempting to break what classic video game high score?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
We all got that one. Can we just say for a moment here, can we talk about that just for a second? I know we got some games to get through.
That's a definite highlight of the show.
That was one of the coolest things ever.
It really was.
And I would love to, I have no idea how we would go about it, but do more of that
mm-hmm.
in a season three and for more seasons to come. Because honestly, I've always loved, obviously we love talking because we have a podcast,
mm-hmm.
but to talk to someone who just isn't one of us, who knows our jokes and like knows our bits and all that shit, and just like pick his brain about stuff that's going on like their life, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
And say what you want about Billy, how he was portrayed in that documentary. In that interview, that time he gave us, which he did not need to do, by the way,
right.
He was, in my opinion, very down to earth, and at least in the sense of being humble, of giving us his
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
obviously
he did not
very
need to
gracious.
Do that. He did not need to
yeah.
do, they never needed to invite us. Our friends never needed to hook us up with that. Billy didn't need to give us the time of day, but he gave us a full hour interview.
And
it was a good interview, too, where we talked
yeah.
a lot, joked a lot, got some interesting thoughts and facts out of him. It was awesome.
And the other part was we were not the only interview that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like he
we
had,
were second
I think,
up, I think,
uh-huh.
right? Second
yeah.
or third
and I think
up,
he
yeah.
had another one after us.
Yeah.
And so that I
and they
I
had
know.
A show that night?
Yeah. I
yeah.
think that says a lot about a person in general. Just like... I know like people need to get their like stories heard or like need to like get their name kind of cleared out of stuff, but like he didn't have to do any of that.
We're essentially a nobody podcast, you know, with a very Anthony smelling candles as we're
not the candle,
no.
the lid to the candle.
Oh, the lid of
which
the
I
candle.
Actually
oh,
heard is
okay.
something you should do to get
yes,
the true scent of a candle.
Thank you, Bunny Jo Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, my family member. Anyways. Regardless of family members and Anthony sniffing candles and sniffing scents, the Billy interview was one of the coolest things of the podcast that we've done.
Agreed.
I hope we can do more things like that in episodes to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to, and we've talked a little bit with Billy trying to get him back on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get him back on again sometime
sure.
down the road. Because he was a really cool dude, and again, very gracious with his time. And, you know, maybe like one of you can challenge him to a game of Donkey Kong, because God knows... I would not win.
Oh my God! How fun would that be to just be
why
like,
"Why did we not
right,
ask him
I'm
to do that?"
Challenge. You.
I don't know. I bet he wouldn't have wanted to do it because, like,
yeah.
he was very. Remember, he was very particular about like scores and like
yeah, yeah.
records. But yeah. So, anyways, but yeah, Billy, thank you, man. That was an awesome interview. One of the best moments of the podcast.
Did you ask him if he was playing any like recent video games?
Yes, because I listened to the tail end of that interview and I asked him because that's
mm-hmm.
when we were keeping track of our Mario Party scores.
Mm-hmm.
We still kind of are. We're not playing as much,
mm-hmm.
obviously, but and he gave me a tip, and his tip was like. Look at all your scores or like look at where you're finishing, I guess, in the case of Mario Party, mm-hmm. and like try to beat where you're finishing overall the next time you play.
Yeah, because every time it's going to get better if you're trying to beat your own score, yes. rather than somebody else's.
Like all your guys's, yes.
Also, so, I remember his favorite game of all time is Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. And he played, and he also, to answer Anthony's question, he was on Twitch with his son.
No, it was Mrs. Pac-Man.
Yes, that sounds right. Yeah. Mm-hmm, I believe so. And he played Twitch with his son.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, go follow him on Twitch, too.
Yeah, yeah, he's a cool dude.
Go subscribe.
Cool dude. All right, we got two questions left here. Two questions left. Actually, I lied. We have two questions left. I didn't lie. I don't know how to count. Also, I've been drinking.
Did you skip one?
No, we have three.
You did, but then went back and got
it. Oh, you got it.
We have three questions.
Someone's been drinking. Okay, question 10. Sean had to carefully... Shut up, Tom. Sean had to carefully and thoroughly explain the plot of what classic 90s drama to me?
I know.
You got a hand up. One more time around the horn. Sean had to carefully... and thoroughly explain the plot of what classic 90s drama to me.
And this is an actual drama. We're not being facetious.
This
about
is the legitimate drama.
Legitimate drama.
Okay, I have an idea.
Okay, Anthony, go first.
Is it Shawshank Redemption?
Okay.
I'll say Pretty Woman.
Incorrect.
Ghost.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Correct.
Fuck yeah.
The ghost
was
hilarious.
That was so funny.
Ridiculous. Yeah. 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 That was
Demi Moore stuff. Oh my god.
That wasn't my best. Well, that wasn't. People listen to that episode and they're like, and this is the guy who does movie trivia?
This is the stuff?
Because you thought it was a horror movie, right?
No, I thought.
No, you thought Whoopi Goldberg.
I thought Whoopi was the ghost. Ghost haunting Swayze.
It was a whole Sixth Sense
like,
type of thing.
Oh,
going
I was
on.
Way I off. I was way off. I was in the middle of fucking no man's land. I don't know what.
Whoopi
I was...
has been a ghost since Purple.
There are a lot of moments when listening to this show where I am like, you know, I'm walking somewhere and listening to it in my headphones, and I want to yell like through my headphones at you guys.
Moron.
But no more than at that moment
that
when you were
bad.
Talking about Ghost.
And the worst part
was
that
like,
was not a bit.
Luke,
I thought I knew the plot of Ghost. And Sean was like, you've got it way wrong. And that was, no matter how much Sean sucks at Schmodown, I mean, he'll always have that over me, that he knew the plot of Ghost, because I was like on a different planet.
And I watched that movie like... way, 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 way back.
Yeah,
not even like recently.
You honestly just need to read the synopsis to know
like,
that Luke
yeah.
was
like,
wrong.
Turn it over.
I was way off.
Like, oh,
I was way off. All right, let's rifle through these last two. Question 11. This is a fun one. Which of the following types of trivia have we never played on the show? And you got four answers coming your way. Is it A, Star Wars trivia, B, March Madness trivia, C, Christmas movie trivia, D, summer movie trivia? We have played three out of these four. You need to find the one we have not played.
Can I hear the
repeat
the answers, not the question?
A, Star Wars. B, March Madness. C, Christmas movies. D, summer movies. This is a good one. This one actually, when I looked up, when I kind of went back, and for the record, I didn't listen to every single episode. I kind of just skimmed and found... big headlines,
we've always
things
kind
like
of
that.
Done like trivia,
yeah,
stuff,
but like
but not like a full...
mainly like the schmodowns and things like that. You know, kind of like of those nature. But the answer to what this is, it was. I was like, oh wow, I'm surprised. So okay, Anthony,
Star Wars.
Okay,
Star Wars,
Christmas.
Star Wars was correct. We did Christmas. Christmas was what we ended season one with.
I'm pretty sure there was I ran a schmodown and I had. Like two Star Wars questions in the showdown.
So here's a fun fact for you. This was almost a question. The first ever trivia match that ever went on for the show, I thought it was Anthony and I.
Uh-huh.
We did that one where like neither of us could win. I think we called it the worst trivia battle of all time because it kind of was. I thought that was the first. Actually, the first was in, if not your debut episode, your second episode. It was you versus me, and he made the questions. And I don't think, honestly, when I went back and listened to it, I don't think he claimed a winner. I think he made us tie, or it came down to joke points or something.
Right, there were joke points.
Yeah,
I remember that. And like, I remember a really hard question about the ring, because it wasn't about the ring. It was about the Japanese version or something.
Yep.
And I was like...
Yep. Okay, final question. It's
probably like, what was the ring
final question.
Japanese?
If Sean gets this question right and Anthony gets it wrong, We'd have a sudden death. Tom, unfortunately, thanks for playing this week.
It's fine.
So to keep the game alive, and then for me to make a sudden death question off the top of my head, which won't that just be magnificent?
It will.
Question 12, final question. For a while, we wanted Tom to have his own catchphrase on the show. For an episode or two, he came up with a line that in the end, it didn't last. Can you name the line?
Oh my gosh. I remember this too, because yes. then we started making fun of Anthony for not having one.
Yeah, I never could make one up.
Pretty good.
Oh.
I have an idea. Does it have to be verbatim?
Well, we'll take in the ballpark points because, you know, we're friends.
Okay.
Anyone got any ideas?
It's ridiculous that I can remember we were making fun of Anthony for not having one, but I can't remember what I was saying.
Own your own catchphrase. Anthony, go ahead.
Okay. It's can I give both of them?
Yeah.
It's either I go both ways or I like it both ways.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
I'm on the same one because I can't remember which one it is.
The answer is, my name is Tom Souls, and I like it both ways.
I like it both ways.
So, look, everybody wins. Everyone is a winner because it's the 100th episode. Cheers, everybody. Good stuff. Fun trivia, and who knows what will come up for the next 100. Good God be with us all.
Reese Witherspoon trivia?
Yes. We're going to have to get real. I mean, cause we've done all the like generic like Halloween movies, uh-huh. Christmas movies, summer movies. No, but surprisingly, that we've never done a Star Wars one.
I know.
That's kind of insane. Or like Disney. We've never done Pixar. Yeah,
that's true. We need a Disney one for sure.
We'll figure that out. But all right. Look, we got two more games left, and I know we're running a little bit long here.
It's the 100th episode.
We're taking a break for 3 months, and we can do whatever we want. We've earned this.
What are they going to do? Fire us?
Yes. Who knows? Maybe they might. Who knows? So we have two more games left. We're about to play a game of Scene Swap. God be with us. And then Sean's going to close it out with some Sean stories. So, Sean, would you like to intro the Scene Swap game for us, please? Because this was kind of your baby when we started, when we came back from hiatus.
Yeah, so I had the idea of us just taking famous movie scenes and then us doing our own impressions, not of the characters in those scenes, but of characters in completely different movies that literally don't belong in that scene whatsoever.
Yes.
We've done a lot of scenes with a lot of different characters.
We did. So, like, the first one we did that always sticks out to me was the coin flip scene from No Country for Old Men.
Yep.
I was a character from Pirates of the Caribbean. You were Gladys from It's Always Sunny. Mm-hmm. At one point in time, you were Barney the Dinosaur. I was Lord Voldemort. And again, really classic movies.
Yeah.
And the characters that we're impersonating have no business being in these movies. Right. Also, we don't know the impressions ahead of time. It's up to us after the scene to try to guess which impression we're all doing. Correct?
Yes, correct.
All right.
Do we want to set the scene?
Yeah, so just let us know what scene we're doing, and then from what movie we're doing, and then what scene more specifically we're going to try to tackle today.
Sure. This is in my top three favorite films of all time.
A movie that got mentioned by all of us, last week.
Me.
Okay, well.
Okay, but.
But you like it both ways, so.
So that means it could be in your favorite movie of all time.
Who knows?
It is from The Dark Knight. It is the... not rooftop scene, but it's the scene where Harvey Dent has
Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon's
family. Final scene, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
You could even call it, spoiler alert, the Harvey Dent death scene.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Came out 12 years ago. I think we're okay.
No.
No spoilers here.
Have to be fair. Okay.
We don't ever say spoilers unless we say spoilers at the beginning.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we're going to do the scene swap, scene steal, whatever name. We'll figure it out for season 3. From The Dark Knight, it is the end scene, Harvey Dent's death scene between Harvey Dent, Commissioner Gordon, Batman, and, since there's four of us, there needs to be four characters, from Commissioner Gordon's wife.
And
so, playing the parts of each, let's start from top bill to bottom bill.
Okay, great.
Sean will be playing the role of...
Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent. I'll be taking the role of Commissioner Gordon. Anthony will be playing the role of Batman. And since we had to
Batman voice.
Someone else, just the character Batman. And Tom Souls, granddad himself, is going to play. And he's playing Commissioner Gordon's wife and also reading...
Barbara
Gordon, and also reading the stage directions for us.
Are you going to be Barbara Streisand
No.
playing Barbara Gordon?
No, I will not.
Okay, and once again, to emphasize, obviously seen from The Dark Knight, and the impressions that we are all about to do, A, are probably going to be terrible,
and B,
we do not know what each person is doing. At the end of the scene, we will try our best to figure out. So, Tom, if you could start at on page, the first text that I sent you, start right after Gordon has the line of, Dent, that'd be my line.
Got.
So if you want to read those intros from Gordon gets out of his car, yada, 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 and we'll go from there. So,
okay.
Shawnee, I believe for our 100th episode, and I believe this is the fifth time we've done it on the show,
I think so too.
The Unemployed Guys present.
I'm nervous for the first time doing this.
This is the first time we've ever done it live with other people that are now going to have to play.
I'm usually sitting alone
by yourself,
in my room.
I'm by myself. We can look like idiots. Here we go. For the fifth time ever, the Unemployed Guys podcast proudly presents Scene Swap, The Dark Knight Edition. Take it away, Tom Souls.
Gordon spots Barbara and their two children huddled together. He moves towards them. Barbara is shaking her head. Wham! Dent cracks Gordon over the head with his gun. Dent disarms Gordon, rolls him over. He turns to look at the enormous hole in the floor. From this side, in the moonlight, Dent looks completely normal.
This is where they brought her, Gordon, after your people handed her over. This is where they bound her. This is where she suffered. This is where she died.
I know! I was here, trying to save her!
Dent turns, revealing his dark side.
But you didn't, did you?
I couldn't.
Yes, you could. If you listened to me, if you'd stood up against corruption instead of doing your deal with the devil.
I was trying to fight the mob!
You wouldn't dare... Go ahead.
Dent moves towards Gordon.
You wouldn't dare try to justify yourself if you knew what I'd lost. Have you ever...
So small.
Have you ever had to talk to the person you love most, wondering if you're about to listen to them die? You ever had to lie to that person?
It's getting more Scottish, don't worry. I'm rolling into it.
You ever had to lie to the person? Tell them it's going to be all right when you know it's not. Well, you're about to find out what it feels like. Then you'll be able to look me in the eye and tell me you're sorry.
Dent turns, steps over to Barbara, puts the gun to her temple.
Harvey, put the gun down! You're not going to hurt my family!
No, just the person you need most. So is it your wife?
Put the gun down!
Dent moves the gun to point at Gordon's little girl.
Please, Harvey!
Dent moves to James Gordon, brushes the hair out of the boy's eyes with the muzzle. Gordon snaps.
God damn it! Stop pointing that gun at my family, Dent!
We have a winner.
Dent pulls the boy away from his mother. No! Jim, stop doing him, man! Don't let him! Oh, Dent walks James past Gordon to the edge of the burnt floor. He touches the raw wood at the edge of the floor.
I'm sorry, Avi, for everything, but please, don't hurt him.
Sirens. Cop cars descend on the warehouse. Dent looks at Gordon, furious.
You brought your cops?
All they know is there's a situation. They don't know who or what. They're just creating a perimeter.
You think I want to escape? There's no escape from this.
Dent indicates his face, his suffering.
No one needs to escape because no has done anything wrong and nobody has to.
Dent chuckles, a macabre sight.
I've done plenty of wrong, Gordon, just not quite enough.
Dent squeezes the gun a little tighter against the little boy's neck. The boy whimpers.
You don't want to hurt the boy. Dent
turns. Batman steps from the shadow.
It's not about what I want. It's about what's fair. You thought we could be decent men in an indecent world. You thought we could lead by example. You thought the rules could be bent but not broken. Brick, you are wrong. The world is cruel. And the only morality in a cruel world is chance. Unbiased, unprejudiced, fair.
Nothing's fair ever came out of the shit. Kevin! Came out of the barrel of a gun.
His boys got the same chance she had. 50-50.
Batman steps closer, desperate, trying to reach Dent.
What happened to Rachel? I will be able to do it. Okay. What happened to Rachel wasn't chance. We decided to act. We three. We knew the risks. And we acted as one. We're all responsible for the consequences.
Dent looks at Batman, pleading.
Then why was it only me who lost everything?
Batman looks into Dent's eyes, emotional.
It wasn't.
The Joker chose me.
Because you were the best of us. He wanted to prove that even someone as good as you could fall.
And he was right.
But you're fooling yourself if you think you're letting chance decide. You're the one pointing the gun, Harvey. So point it at the people who were responsible. We all acted as one. Gordon, me, and you.
Dent is listening, the wheels in his deranged mind turning.
Fair enough.
Dent eases his grip on the boy.
You first.
He points the gun at Batman, flips the coin, tails. He shoots. Batman collapses to the ground, clutching his gut.
Always.
My turn.
He points the gun at his own head, flips the coin. Heads. He looks a little disappointed. Finally, he points the gun back at Gordon's son.
Your turn, Gordon.
You're right, Harvey. Rachel's death is my fault. But punish me.
I'm about to. Tell your son it's going to be all right, Gordon. Lie, like I did.
Gordon looks up, pained, locks eyes with his son.
It's going to be all right, son.
Dent flips the coin. High. Dent's elbow eyes follow the coin up. Batman hurls himself at Dent and the boy. All three of them vanish over the edge.
Ow.
A terrible crash, then silence.
Ouch.
But for the sound of Dent's coin spinning on the floor at the edge of the hole. Gordon, horrified, runs to the edge, peers down. Dent lies at the bottom of the hole, his neck broken, dead.
Ow.
The coin stops spinning. Good side up.
And scene.
Wow.
Great job. Now, you know what's interesting, I realized as we were playing that game, folks, was it is really hard to tell what an impression of someone is doing when they have one line.
But so the hands were animated.
The performance I saw from Tom Souls there, I'm sorry, but BFAs and BAs at Western Illinois University, take notes. That's how it's done. Let's go around the table now. First of all, great work, everybody. Thank you for playing. I know that wasn't everybody's cup of tea, but goddammit, that is one of the funnest games ever because it's just so bad all the time.
Okay.
I think I have an idea for... You know what? Tom, since you had the... Although you read a lot of stage directions, you guess everyone's characters, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay, you were John Lovitz.
Okay.
Sean was Sean Connery. And I know who Anthony is, but I can't place it in my mind for some reason.
Okay. But, yeah. Yes, I was John Lovitz. John Lovitz! Thank you! He's living his mind. I'm reaping all the benefits. Okay, you were Sean Connery.
I was, yeah. Yes. Wow, I'm glad you guys could tell.
Okay, so ours were easy, I think.
It, yeah.
It's these two that, yeah. The guys who don't ever play, now we got to figure them out.
Yeah.
what is Anthony's?
Sean's like, got me.
There's two people I have.
I know it. I know it. Know I just can't think
no,
of it.
No, no. I said Sean knows who I am.
There's two people I think Anthony is. Christoph Waltz or Stanley from The Office.
Nope.
No, neither not of that. Okay. Neither of those.
I know exactly who Anthony is.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know exactly who Tom is.
Were you Luke Skywalker?
No.
No.
That's the one I thought.
Tom was Kermit the Frog.
No.
Wow. Mine got very Kermity. I did not mean it to.
Well, yours was good, Sean. There was a line though there where you turned into Shrek, and I loved every minute of it. There was a scene in the second page. It's like he's Shrek now.
Anthony sounded like a Bond villain.
No, kind was,
of. I thought you I were know. Christoph Waltz. All right, Anthony, let me ask you this question: actor or were you a character?
I'll give you both.
He's both.
That, my friends, is Snape, Alan Rickman.
Oh, very nice. Okay, yep, yep. The proper moment.
No, it was very good. Yeah, was I liked good. It. It was a good audition.
I did not think it was that at all.
Okay, now no, let's...
That's what my mind immediately went to.
It's interesting. I'm not saying it was that's bad, because so I understand...
I mean, it was pretty bad.
It was
I mean,
bad.
No.
This game that we play warrants tough criticism, so yes. You're okay.
that's why I said always.
Yes, yeah. That's what I need.
Always. Okay, so for me...
Were you an actor, a character, or what
a character.
Can we get another line reading?
Yeah, can we... Can we get something else from you?
No.
We should have made
the only
read the stage
person
sorry,
the only person I thought out. Might get this is you because I made a reference to this movie right before the podcast while we were moving downstairs to the basement.
Monsters
nope.
Incorporated.
No,
I'm sorry, Monsters University.
It has to do with this table tying the room together.
You,
what movie did he mention?
We're talking Wedding Crashers?
Think about a movie where there's an object in the room that really ties the room together.
Oh, God. My brain is fried.
Oh, me too.
Were, 1 hour and 20.
You were Elf.
No.
Sure.
Is this a movie I've seen, I'm guessing?
I don't know. I actually don't know if any of you have seen it, but it is an incredibly popular movie.
Is it The Maltese Falcons?
With a cult following, I would say.
Oh,
we even had a...
Big Lebowski?
Yes.
Read the dude?
Yes.
Nice. I never would have gotten that from one line reading, but just because I remember we were talking to Lebowski, said this like the Lebowski
what? It's hard also.
No!
Like,
don't!
Because like I added man at the end, and he says man a lot at the you know, at the end of his lines. And he goes,
just
terrific.
Just terrific.
Oh,
great work, guys. Okay, great work, everybody. Okay, let's finish off this episode with
they didn't get you a snake.
I know.
I didn't know. I honestly,
thought,
I that did
I
not
tried.
Was that is not what I was thinking at all.
I thought Christoph Waltz because we were talking about him earlier, and I was like, is he
now that you
to
say
it,
I hear it.
Yeah.
But at the time, that's not what I heard at all.
Critique me yourself, listeners.
I thought maybe a little Stanley Hudson. This is Stanley Hudson. Jim Halpern.
I did get a little southern at some point.
Did Asta? Okay, look, we've played some trivia. We have disgraced a classic movie in The Dark Knight. Let us close out the show with arguably, I would say, maybe the most fun, popular, and creative game that my co-host here has founded. Sean's Stories for the 100th episode. Are you ready?
Yep.
What time
Sean's
is it?
It is
Sean's Stories.
Remember how he used to introduce
us? Hey, we have a thing. Okay, Tom, you can talk now.
It just reminded me, the intro of Sean's Stories reminded me you had that bit for a while. You started the podcast with the ukulele and a little ditty.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. You want to bring it back?
Sure.
Season 3.
And it'll be on video this time.
Yep.
So they know I'll be able to play.
Yes. There was, you actually had a good one where it was like, Zion got drafted. He's living the dream. Luke's Detroit Tigers are making him scream. Tom Hanks is the man. We tell no lies. Welcome to the unemployed guys. Very good.
No.
Nice. I listened to it the other day and I was like, that was good. We're going to do that again. It's movie of the month and Sean's ukulele solo is coming back season 3 along with video.
Sure. Those
also,
take...
a lot more nudity.
Yes. Those take about 10 minutes to write.
Great.
So.
Okay. Sean's Stories to close out our 100th episode. Shawnee, take it away.
All right, guys. So this game, this is actually going to be a game, this one. I've made, there's going to be three options for you each to choose. One option is correct. Only basically one word or phrase is not correct in each of these titles.
Okay.
So these are all titles and news stories. If you're not familiar with Sean's stories, I go and just search for the most ridiculous news stories out there right now. I try to stay recent. Sometimes I don't. It doesn't matter. As long as they're funny.
Yes.
And if they're not funny, then I get shamed for the first one. In recent news, a Florida man calls 911 multiple times asking deputies to bring him condoms and liquor. Liquor, I hardly know her.
So we need to find the part of that sentence that was...
So I have two more options.
Okay, great.
So that was the first option.
Okay.
In recent news, Florida man calls 911 multiple times asking deputies to bring him pizza cutters and liquor.
Okay, I think I know where we're going with this, but let's hear the third.
Florida man calls 911 multiple times asking deputies to bring him ice cream and liquor.
And we need to find which one is true.
And you need to find out which one is true. Is it condoms and liquor, pizza cutter and liquor, or ice cream and liquor?
I'm going to go ice cream and liquor.
Okay. I'm going to take A, condoms and liquor.
Okay.
I also take condoms and liquor.
The correct answer is, a Florida man calls 911 multiple times asking deputies to bring him ice cream and liquor.
Wow. What a bad combination.
I know. Yeah. I love Does both of those things. I never do them together.
I would love a milkshake right now, but I would not like a milkshake immediately followed by a Michelob Ultra.
Well, I mean, yeah. But you could have an alcoholic float.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
What liquor is he requesting? What ice cream?
Well, the picture shows Jack Daniels, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay, good job. Good job.
Terrific.
Luke.
I'm 1-0. Woohoo!
You're winning.
Yay. Good. He's back. It's Lovitz.
It's very
simple. Can I bring back John Taffa for 1 minute?
No.
But when you were talking about the phrase that I hated and threatened to never come back on the show, I knew it wasn't John Taffa, but that was an impression where I thought, this keeps going. I'm not coming back on the show.
I'm done. I'll stay in my room. Thank you very much.
Muzzle Luke.
In recent news, a man who posed as a special needs patient so home nurses would change his diapers sentenced for perverse deception.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
Figure out.
A man who posed as a special needs patient so home nurses would give him a vaccine for COVID sentenced for perverse deception. A man who posed as special needs patient, so home nurses would breastfeed him, sentenced for perverse deception.
I like options A or C here.
I'm going
to
go...
Because I want them one of those to be true.
To be true.
The COVID vaccine was too boring. I want A or C
Sean
to be true.
Sean's is always insane. I'm going to go the breastfeeding one, option C.
Okay.
C is in cat.
Tom?
I think I will also take the breastfeeding one.
Okay.
I'm taking changing the diaper. Option A.
The correct answer is, a man who posed as special needs patient, so home nurses would change his diapers, sentenced for perverse deception.
All right.
How awful of a human being
yeah.
do you have to be?
That man is trash.
Trash, I say. He's trash.
Also,
I look forward to the time when Luke becomes a Florida man in a story.
And I'm on one of these stories.
Don't worry.
Coming soon.
I'm giving a little hint into what's to come.
This is a small look into my future.
But here's the other question. Does this man actually need his diapers changed?
Right.
Or is he just doing it for fun?
Right, a weird fetish thing.
A little bit of both.
I think it's,
Rex Ryan liked feet. Maybe this guy likes someone changing his diaper. Who knows?
All right. Number three. In recent news, Space Force members will be called Guardians. In recent news, Space Force members will be called Avengers. In recent news, Space Force members will be called straight up nerds.
Well, if it's Donald Trump Jr. naming the Space Force, he'd probably go the straight up nerds route. But I know Mike Pence announced that they will be called Guardians.
Guardians is correct.
Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice job, gentlemen.
That is correct.
We all know how to check a Twitter feed. Good job.
But seriously, Guardians.
Guardians.
They're the Guardians of the Space Force.
Yeah.
Guardians of our galaxy.
Yeah.
At what point will, like, stuff like Star Wars, Star Trek, Halo, even, like, become the norm where we're, like, calling people, like...
Top rank in the Space Force is Master Chief.
Yeah. Which... Spartans. Yeah. Like, how funny is that, though?
Yeah.
That
you think we'll have at any point with the Space Force team or these Guardians, will we ever kind of try to multi-team them to not only be Guardians but also oil drillers, just in the event a large asteroid plummets?
Well, that is
Earth.
Theoretically their job. Although this isn't the point of this podcast, but the idea of a Space Force is so fucking stupid and a waste of money. But so sure, why not train them to be
season three? We're
deep
talking
asteroid drillers. Why not?
Season three, we're politics. Talking politics. Add that to the list. Sean's bringing back the ukulele. We're going to video, and we're only going to discuss politics. Gonna be big. All right, Sean. One final story, closing out season two, closing out our final episode of this year and our 100th episode. No pressure. The floor is yours.
And to bring in a little Christmas spirit for this final story. A mom refuses to go to a daughter's Christmas school play after she's cast as Mistletoe. A mom refuses to go to a daughter's Christmas school play after she is cast as a Christmas tree. A mom refuses to go to her daughter's Christmas school play after she is cast as Baby Jesus.
Oh, man, this mom already, I don't even know her. I'm going to say she's super uptight. Maybe right. Even a Karen, as the kids call them
definitely
nowadays.
Definitely a Karen.
I will tell you, this is in, like, England, Britain.
So okay. Is Mistletoe.
Because it's mum.
Mistletoe, right, Christmas right. Tree, and Baby Jesus.
I like A or C here as well.
Christmas tree, that'd be, I mean, hey, but a Karen could flip out over a Christmas tree. We just don't know.
You know, because, like, maybe they're uptight because they don't want the mistletoe because of kissing
and
it's kids. Or I'm going to go with C, the Baby Jesus thing, because it's a woman playing a man.
Yeah.
And she is refusing to go
see
the show because
of that.
She's
stuck in the 70s or the
60s.
So you're assuming Jesus is a man.
Yes. I'm not assuming that.
We're getting really political.
I'm not
assuming that. Religious.
I'm saying uptight religious people say he's a man.
I like my Jesus to be hammered drunk, and he is front row to Lynyrd Skynyrd costume. Okay. I'm going to say...
dog in the front seat.
Pickup truck, pickup truck. Baby, I like my pickup truck. Dog in the front seat, wife in the back. Driving down the highway, drinking some Jack. Pickup truck, pickup truck. I really like my pickup truck. I'm going to go... I am going to say the mistletoe.
I'm going to go Christmas tree.
Ooh. Okay.
What'd you pick?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. And the correct answer is, a mom refuses to go to a daughter's Christmas school play after she is cast as a Christmas tree.
Wow! That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Ever heard. Right?
Ever heard.
I
more reason?
Hates fun.
She told her daughter she wouldn't take a day off work for it, as trees don't do anything.
Really supporting
the young
explaining
arts.
Her decision, the mom said, I spoke to the teacher and told her, absolutely not. My daughter will not be a tree. And the teacher agreed.
What's the point of that news article?
I don't know.
She said
my daughter is the best singer in the class. And that she even has a solo. But also that if
so
my daughter
definitely a Karen.
Sing, she
definitely
can't make her.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely a Karen. Also, that mom was getting ripped apart on Reddit.
Oh,
so there you go.
Well, that's what we call street justice.
Always comes back around.
That's street justice.
Street justice. Hiding behind a keyboard
yes.
on Reddit.
Nothing says more street
which is,
than
which is just
talking
below,
shit on Reddit.
Which is just below the Guardian ranking.
Yes. Exactly. Well, look, gentlemen, boys and girls, lovely and loyal listeners, that's it. That's our 100th episode. I want to say this before we go. I want to say thank you in particular to our listeners. We have been doing this now for over 2 years. 100 episodes. It has been awesome. It has been a time. It has been an awesome time. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if I may say real quick some individual shout-outs to the gentleman at the table, Anthony. Thank you for always coming on. He is always down for whenever I ask him to play trivia or do top 10 list. He's always there. He's always our fourth chair, and he always will be our fourth chair. Maybe one day, once we get a fifth chair, sixth chair, he can make fun of them. But until then, Anthony, just come on, sing your song, do Scenes from a Hat, and get out of here. Tom, thank you as always for trying to keep this thing from going off the rails, for always offering ideas, critiques. I love going to see screenings together. I'm bummed that we probably won't be able to do so much of that next year, but hopefully you can still. Maybe I'll go when I'm in Florida, you're in Chicago, we can meet up, you know, and do our own thing, and we'll do reviews. So thank you, buddy. And Shawnee, I couldn't do this without you. You're the man. I love you. I wouldn't be able to do this show without you, so thank you. That's all I can say.
My own thanks to you three. Tom, get a girlfriend. Luke, you're going to hate Florida. Anthony, you look like a bumblebee.
Okay. And on that note, that's 100 episodes. We did it. Thank you, everyone, again, so much for listening. Have a great Christmas. Have a great holiday. Have a great New Year. Just remember, no matter what happens in 2021, it literally cannot be worse than this year. Set the bar low, because it's always easier to step over. Sean is pounding on the table as we say that. Knocking on wood. Beautiful. And that's not even the table he was knocking on. You know what I mean? So, riddle me that.
I'm hard.
He's hard. We'll see you in Sean's hard. We'll see you in season three. Anthony, thank you, buddy, for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tommy Salami, Tom Souls.
Tom Souls. I like it both ways.
Thank you. And we'll see y'all very, very soon. This is the 100th episode of Unemployed Guys Podcast. My name is Luke Chaconis.
My name is Sean Young.
Thank you so much, everyone. It's been a hell of a journey. Let's keep it going. We'll see you sometime very soon. Be good. Be kind. We'll be in your ears and in front of your eyes in the not-too-distant future.
And for the 100th time, get a job. You ingrates.